Hi there. This is the second podcast, our Fluxcast, as we call it. And this is the second one in the series relating to the Larne Pound Stretcher store. Unfortunately, I have some, not bad news, but disappointing news in that I wasn't able to get any updates on the situation for Pound Stretcher in time for this next episode. But what I thought I would do is make an appeal for people who are in the Larne area or even are in a position to find out more information to get in touch with us. For all the contact details, all you need to do is just go on to paranormalflux.com, and there's a contact us link on there with all the methods in which you can do that. The best method is the email address, which is just Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y, at paranormalflux.com. Indeed, if you want to ask me any questions at all or give me any feedback, you can certainly email me at that address, or you can do it via Twitter, and it's just at paranormalflux, that's F-L-U-X, and I'll be happy enough to answer any queries that you have if I can. So it's all very exciting stuff doing this podcast. I'd like to thank the followers on Facebook who have retweeted the links to the podcast and hopefully to the vodcast. Come along and leave feedback. I'm always interested to hear from people and also fellow podcasters who might want to give me some advice on what to do for the next episodes. But for the moment, we're going to continue back to the second part of the interview that I did with the Pound Stretcher staff back in 2010. Obviously, you know, a number of years have gone past since I did that, and the Pound Stretcher store has moved. So, obviously the story has changed. It's an empty building at the moment, and I do intend to go and get some more updates on that. I have tried at the moment, but it's kind of tricky to organise. But as I mentioned before, if anyone is able to contact us from the area of Larne with more updates on this, I'd be very interested to know if the ladder that they refer to in this video, if it was taken to the new building, because the implication here is that the spirit that's supposedly haunting the place is linked to this ladder that was there. What we're going to see coming up is, continuing with the interview I did with the girls on the stairs, but as we were talking, there was some activity happening. Obviously, it's difficult to not jump to conclusions about what's happening. I'll leave you to make your own mind up, but certainly at the time, it was very interesting as I was talking that we were able to see things move, and it was a bit distracting, I suppose. But I hope you enjoy this anyway. It is interesting to see a workplace that has this kind of activity going on, and to the level that it is in this particular store at that time. So here is the second part of the haunted Pound Stretcher store in Larne.
And does it, I mean, are you okay going about your normal duties? You don't feel threatened or anything like that?
Not down here, but the minute we're told, oh, you're going to the third floor today, where do we have to? And we sort of sometimes do anything to avoid it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I don't really feel threatened by it, I just...
It's not threatened, it's...
Does it interest you that it happens?
Sometimes, but other times when it's like, there's nobody in the shop, and you just freak out because you know anything could happen.
We talk about it too much sometimes, and then we end up freaking ourselves.
And does it make it more fun to work under that kind of atmosphere, do you think, or?
Sometimes, because we giggle about it like afterwards, but at the time we're just really
fun,
scared.
It is fun, but then the following week, when you go up, there's something that always happens to you, and you're thinking, if I hadn't been talking about that, would this happen?
You think because you made yourself more aware of it that...
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And so, I mean, obviously physical things are difficult to write off as imagination, so, yeah. I mean, I personally don't have any kind of explanation for those kind of things, but you're of the belief that it is something.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, this whole shop can be cold at times, just in general, but when you go up there, it's freezing.
Yeah.
And in so the canteen, you know, it's still all apart, there's a door separating it,
mm-hmm.
but there's more heat in the canteen than what there would be on the
So it's a dramatic drop in temperature then?
Yeah.
Definitely.
the sort of drop that you need to have a coat on or something?
Yep.
Because when you work up the fridges, you're always like, because I'm not wearing my fleece now, but if I was to go up there now, I'd have to take a coat because I'd be freezing. Because we did it once, was it me and you?
But it depends where you're standing again.
Yep.
Some parts. I can feel the coldness now. No, really? Can you not?
Is it because of this area that you're sitting, do you think? Is this...
No, I just felt it there now.
Is up there part of the area that it sort of happens? Or
up there and around the corner.
Just a little bit around the corner.
Right.
Because you see the ladders are like the far wall there, but literally just there, and that's when you can always
really cold
feel
now,
it.
Are you not? I am.
Nope.
I just felt it in my face. It's like the sudden, as if something's blown, you know, as if something's ran past you. You feel it.
No, I didn't feel
it. But then it doesn't seem to go away. That's how you first feel it, as if something has run past you, and then it sort of stays there.
And you, can you tell that it's part of you is warm and part of you is cold? Is that how it affects you, or?
I can feel it up against my face now.
I can kind of...
Can you feel it?
I feel
really
colder,
feel it,
but I don't
face.
Feel like...
No, I really do in my face. It's as if there's cold air blowing at you.
But there is actually something, like a breeze up there. Can you see that bit of that cardboard box moving?
I can't see the cardboard box, but... Yeah.
You seen that? So I don't know whether that's coming from a natural point or...
But you see, I've never really noticed that. I'm scared of it. I've never really noticed any cardboard.
I just
want to
go save his window.
I've never noticed any cardboard moving like
there
that.
There is a window there.
You're going to play this back and look at
yourself
behind us.
I'm going to go up there
to
see. I think I'm going to be freaked out. It's so cold. Actually,
yeah.
Really
but that
cold.
Cardboard wouldn't ever move like that. Because I was actually on the third floor a few times
and
today.
And it stopped, but it's still really cold up there, but it's actually stopped moving.
I could really cold there
go.
And it's never cold here, and I got freezing.
Yeah, I'm not really able to film beyond here, so it's probably a good idea anyway.
Yeah, that moved. That was
yeah.
Kind of freaky.
I think there has been somebody here filming me before, years and years I was filming anyway. And I think
so you said something about that?
So people come in with, you know, their activity. Scanner meter thing,
but
whatever.
They were trying to seance somebody's head.
And
they
done it at different parts of the store and it picked up at the bottom. But then again, the ladder was at the bottom and they done that. Because the ladder, it's not easy to move, it's a really high ladder because it had to be high for the cinema. So it's been here.
Okay,
for ages.
That actually is like blowing now.
Well, I can't feel it anymore.
Well, the thing isn't moving anymore, so I don't know whether someone opened a window up there and then closed it, or
there's
but it stopped.
The windows, you can't close the windows.
Oh, right.
Or they can't open them.
If somebody up there, you would know, because they'd have to go past us.
Oh, I see,
you'd
right.
Hear
you'd hear them walking about.
You can go via the canteen, but nobody does that.
No. But there's no, the windows, there's too much stuff for you to actually even reach them. Even Andy has told us he's got to reach the window. And that's the only
so
place.
There's no. I mean, I can see a hole there, in that piece of the wall, but I don't know where that the draft that would go in there wouldn't affect up there.
No.
If you see what I mean.
The draft is immediately around the corner, and it's not just me and her that feels it. Everybody will tell you there is a draft.
Yeah. It's always one point. It's colder than the other.
Do you not really feel it now? And you never feel a draft down here, never. Because we were putting them out, you know, you would feel it.
Do you think Tommy wants to be recorded?
I don't actually.
Possibly. I don't know, because he has been known, from what I've heard, he doesn't like things like that. And
it's a bit strange considering he worked in a cinema, don't you think? Do you know that he wouldn't want to be filmed himself?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what you said earlier about feeling like if we were in...
Threatened.
I don't think of him that way. I think he's just trying to be mischievous and make himself known so that we sort of don't forget him in a way. But I wouldn't say that. So I don't know.
Like a character you would work with almost, that kind of idea?
Yeah, like he's a part of the place. Because that's the first thing I really remember when I started working here was the fact that there was Tommy.
There's something here and he wants everybody to know that he's here.
Yeah.
I'm really cold right now.
No, just a minute ago when I was sitting the other way around,
but
I couldn't really feel it.
Somebody new starts, he would play up a bit. That's what we all say, he's playing up now. Somebody new has come in and he doesn't like it. With new managers,
he doesn't like change.
Which is including people coming in.
He just doesn't like change at all.
Yeah. And it's summertime, it's not so bad in the summer. But you would notice it from Halloween through to Christmas.
Right. Yes, Andy was saying that the Halloween things happen, like the tails don't work and stuff like that. Have you experienced anything like that?
I've been told that this was Halloween, so we wouldn't have been open on a Sunday. The tails come through on the computer that they were cashed up. But there was no tails on that day to be cashed up. It was his wife who told me that, because she works in here too.
I can't even remember this Halloween what happened. I wasn't here Halloween, that's why.
There was just some things falling off the shelf. Like, that happens, but some unexplainable things falling off the shelf.
Was there ever any individual items that would be a bit strange, that would maybe sort of indicate that someone had deliberately picked those things to be taken out? You know, like, say, for example, a witch's mask or something? Nothing like that?
I don't think so.
Just random stuff?
Yeah.
And stuff always.
Anything.
It's just a way you walk.
At that time it was Christmas cards that had fallen off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a proper card stand and they were off it, all on the floor. Mm-hmm. You know, as if somebody had pulled them all off because they knew there was a certain one there that they wanted, type thing. But other than that, I don't think there's been anything.
Not specific like that, I think.
Has there been anything recently that you're aware of?
I don't think anything's really happened.
It's just the cold and the banging that you hear. You don't really, like, things haven't been thrown at me for a while. The last time I think was probably in February. But we've been talking about it all day.
Whenever I start it, and or whenever you get Andy or Sue, well, mainly Sue talking, whenever she first started here, she said they were doing stock take and the tickets would fly off the shelves at them. She had some experience with her. It's true or not, but I would say it would be. Doesn't like certain managers.
Mm.
And we've had a lot of different managers in the past year.
Also, I
don't know Andy used to be the manager here and he left for a year. And now that he's back, things have sort of got back to normal.
Yeah. I don't really think he likes men. Because whenever there are... Like, them times when the mail manager's like calling and stuff really started to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas whenever we had Sam, which is the famous one, there wasn't really that much stuff happen. I don't know, it's just what I sort of feel.
But when you go up there, it is as if somebody's watching you. Especially when you're setting down noisy things and you hear an echo and then you sort of think you hear something else. And you look around and you think you see something. There's been a few times down here I thought I've seen stuff out the corner of my
eye. Yep.
Especially at night time when they've been closed.
And what sort of thing do you reckon you're seeing?
I really don't know. It's
like,
just
you just mean like movement
quick
or something?
Glance out my eye as if somebody has walked past.
Like colours.
Yeah.
I've seen that before where you sort of just turn your head really quickly and you just see like an array of colours that aren't anywhere near you. So it can actually be colour.
Yeah.
Have you tried to take pictures or anything? Or have you?
Well, I took pictures in the canteen.
But she deleted.
But then I was watching Most Haunted last week and deleted them because I was a bit scared that there was going to be something there. There's a few times in the canteen, very, very odd time, you sort of feel as if something might be there. But it's only occasional. It's normally on the third floor. Like, even when you're walking up from the bottom to the top of these stairs, you can notice the difference, but it's the same because I said to her before she started, because we're friends out of work anyway, and I said, you know, you're going to know there's something up there, and she went, no, there's not, and you come in, and after about the first week she said, you know, there might be.
So I'm very sceptical, unless I see it, to believe it. And I mean, like, I believe in paranormal and stuff, but I have to, has to be sort of something happened to me to really think it. And it was all freaked out.
Okay, well,
I think that's probably plenty of stuff for me, so.
Cool.
I don't mean holding you back from your work, you know.
No.
Tommy might think you're slackers or something.
I think we have to go up here later.
Probably, it'll be our luck.
It's about to be full on me. Oh, God.
Well.
Has
it?
Yeah.
I'm still a bit cold.
There was
a but
really
it's not...
as if there was something standing there blowing like a fan on in front of me.
I felt that on my back when after you said, but
and then you didn't feel it. And then it went away and came again and I'm
so it's sort of patchy. Yeah.
See, I'm cold now, but it's not like not. It's just like as if because I'm not doing anything that I'm cold, rather than.
So I'm beginning to feel it again. Just very slightly there.
Do you think he's an attention seeker, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not all the time.
No, it's
sometimes it'll be quiet for a long time, especially if we're not up there. And then other times.
So when you enter his area, he sort of.
Yeah.
At this point in the interview, we were getting ready to finish up and head home. And just as we were doing so, we caught some activity on camera. Whether or not this was paranormal is up for debate, but certainly it was very interesting, and we decided to take a closer look.
Yeah, the.
No, but it's really cool just.
The thing's moving again up there.
I can just feel like
it's
all around
just,
me.
It's yes,
just
as if there's something right there, right now.
I'm just going to see if I can...
It's freezing.
I don't know if I can see that.
It's cold. I can really feel it.
I actually have chills.
But it doesn't feel
like
cold
that.
Here. But when you go here, it feels freezing. It's not cold behind me, it's cold in front of me.
No.
Typical, it stopped just as I...
See, I feel it again.
I feel it now. It's
there
really
it goes.
Cold. It is really as if you're sitting like in a car and it's really warm and you open the door and it's icy out. It's that cold.
Have you ever felt any warm air?
Never.
No, it's never
always
warm.
Cold.
Always cold.
And it's not just that we're roasting and it's a wee cold breeze, it is always ice cold.
It's very, you always notice it. It's not like. It's also like one person could be standing at one point in the shop, in the warehouse, and another can stand somewhere else. And one will feel cold and one won't. And one will feel as if there's something there.
It's as if you can walk through the coldness.
For sure.
But the coldness is never in the same place.
No. Right.
I actually don't want to go up there anymore.
You have to go up there at all? Did I?
Very possibly.
Very possibly.
So you might be going up there later?
I think
together.
We should just go up anyway. Just to see if anything does happen. But
we can
there.
Go up at any time. But a lot of our stuff, if it won't go out, we take it immediately up there.
There's a lot of stock here anyway. It's quite a big shop. It doesn't look very big from the outside, but when you come in, I mean, I've been to several pound stretches. I go into them quite a lot, and you know, most of them are just one big square, you know, rather than different floors.
That's the floor. That's when you have. Lift.
It's probably just as well.
The stairs are open, so it's the ones down there. And these ones always does feel like there's something making sure you go down the stairs.
Right. When you say making sure, you mean like pushing or?
Not pushing, just following you.
Right.
And then you get to about, must be about this step, isn't it? And then you just seems to go. But you would feel that even if you were running.
But you don't feel that down the other stairs, which is quite strange. You don't feel like that side of the shop. I always feel more safe. Like if I'm gonna go upstairs, I always go up them stairs unless I have to leave it like right there, and then go out them doors as well. Just because that's shop side. I don't know why.
I don't know. I try not to go upstairs. Although today I went up. To get hangers to hang stuff up on, and it didn't bother me. First time I went up to get them, I was fine, but the second time I went up, I was like,
do you think that's because you were
began to think about it?
Right, I was just going to say, do you think it's because you were beginning to be aware of it again? And
but I think it's, you don't really think about it, and then the cold hits you, and then you just, whether you're trying not to think about it or not, You know, even if you're singing away to yourself or something, it will come on your mind straight away once you hit that whole bit.
And is there any particular song that Tommy likes?
He doesn't like Christmas songs.
No. We played Christmas songs up there and we were tidying up and he didn't like those stuff moved. And
yeah.
Like, I was tripping over everything, but I would swear that that stuff wasn't there that I was tripping over. As if something had just... I was kind of freaking out. But I knew that the box was there because I was using it, if you know what I mean. I was moving it about, but it wasn't where I left it. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, end up falling over. Remember, because I hurt my arm that day.
That has happened though. There's been days if I'm in, say, on the Monday, and I'm putting something up the stairs, and Andy will say, do you remember Monday you put that up? Go up and get it because we sold out and we need more in the shop. And it will not be where I left it.
I don't know if I should really go up there.
Whenever we do go up there, we don't move things around because we have no need to. We just set them down and
just
nine times out of ten run back down.
Yeah, the only time it's ever really moved is if we're tidying up, and that only happens like once every what, 4 months, really. It's a good way to move stuff. And it's not like, because you can hear now the way you can hear sort of banging when people up walking upstairs, it's not that kind of noise when it's up there. You know what I mean? Because we would often sort of look, but you know it's the stairs.
It's as if something is really light following, so it's, you know, like
shuffling or
footsteps, right. You know, the way they would be really light on the floor. It's as if something was like that.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't even be like as if something's hitting wood or metal. It was just...
And I can feel the coldness again.
Yeah.
It's coming and going.
This way?
Yep, and it's never ever cold down here.
Yeah, because just when you said that, the... that thing is moving up there, but it stopped again. Every
that
time I go,
doesn't move. That because I was up there earlier, and we it is something that we do, and we shouldn't do it because we scare ourselves doing it. But we look at everything in the shop whenever we're up there to see if it's moving.
Do you ever take a picture of it?
See if it was where it was last time,
and then come back up later and take another picture to see if anything's moved. No,
we could do that.
Well, we could do. It's not something we've thought of.
No, we sort of wouldn't see like. That thing moving, it's not like
but it
the
didn't,
air.
I've been up there two or three times today and it has not moved.
Have you ever thought of doing a, I forget what you call it, but it's like an object, you draw around a coin on a piece of paper and leave it in the room and then come back and see if it's moved?
We should actually.
See,
it's really cool.
Yeah.
See, every time you say that, there's that piece of tape or whatever it is that's on the edge of the box keeps flapping.
But the thing
but
that is, the air, but isn't it that the air from here could never do that up there,
not
like,
because
there's a door up there, and you wouldn't even feel the breeze up there.
But
and now it's gone
walking,
again.
Even walking up these stairs, it's not cold. It's never cold.
And
you
never
only
breeze.
Feel the cold. See, it's ice cold.
Now I feel it again. See, I don't feel it a second ago.
Yeah, and that's moving, and then it keeps moving and stops. And when I try to put the camera on it, it stops because I'm too slow.
See, but that never ever. Happens because we always watch everything as we're walking up and nothing ever moves.
You always sort of, it sounds silly, but you sort of look around the corner just to see, you know, if everything's all right.
You peer around.
Sort of in a little.
But it's always room temperature. You never, whenever you turn that corner to go up these stairs, it doesn't feel any different as soon as you get onto that third floor.
It's
but yet now I am feeling as cold as what I would up there.
Yep. But it's gone again.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
And now it is there. Again. Oh my word. And I can go, it's almost as if my hair is moving. I'm sort of feeling like
the
air. Yeah,
I just feel the coldness
know.
In front of me. I don't know. It's as if you open a big freezer.
Yeah.
Like a blast of cold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the only way really to explain it.
And the other thing is, it's normally always the top part of the body. I don't ever feel it. Like cold
yeah,
down
I got
on the
it
bottom.
On my face before
yeah.
I got it on my legs.
I wouldn't really feel it down there. I just feel it like there. I could just feel it on my face and on my
see
neck.
Now.
See, I can't feel that.
I can, but then you felt it earlier. And
yeah.
Just to explain to the listeners, this next bit, there are two different things happening as we're discussing. Basically, there's a piece of card. It looks like a piece of tape, but I think it's a turned out to be a torn piece of cardboard box. And it's flapping in some kind of breeze. So every time I tried to zoom in on it, the camera is locked off, you see, on the bottom of the stairs, fixed on the girls who I'm speaking to. And I can see, obviously, above the camera, and I can see this thing moving as they're talking about feeling cool drafts and things like that. So eventually I try to zoom in on it, but every time I zoom in, it stops. Eventually I do get some footage of it moving a little bit, but as I'm doing that, the girls are discussing a box that appears to be that of a TV cabinet. It's sort of a pallet of boxes, and it's covered in plastic, almost like shrink wrap, that kind of thing. And they, as I'm trying to film the top of the stairs, at the bottom of the stairs where they're sitting and where I am, they see this piece of sellotape and also a small, slightly ripped piece of plastic. And the piece of plastic is moving as well. Now, I do manage to get, once I'm aware of this, I do manage to get the piece of plastic moving too. So that's what's in discussion here. And I get that on film. And so you'll be able to watch this when you watch the vodcast version, which will be slightly longer and obviously more visual in this sense.
Because we do say that whenever we talk about him a lot, he does do stuff.
Yep.
And it's usually when there's just a couple of people or just you on your own. There's never like a group of people either.
Do you want to say something to him while you're on camera?
Little way.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, leave us alone.
Please stop being mischievous. We don't mean any harm. That's the best thing, we don't mean any harm.
That's what Sue said, just go up and say hello.
Yeah.
And you'll be okay. But I'm always scared of saying hello.
Somebody saying hello back.
Somebody saying hello back.
Yeah.
Or something being thrown at me. You know, as if to say hello to you too, I'm here.
You have been listening to Fluxcast with Johnny Porter. Fluxcast is a Tainted Brown production for Paranormal Flux. Visit paranormalflux.com for details from this podcast. See you next time. Paranormal Flux are a Northern Ireland-based paranormal website. One of the things we like to do is keep a list of supposedly haunted locations around the province. So, if you live in Northern Ireland, or even the Republic of Ireland, and know of any interesting locations with a resident spook or an eerie atmosphere, then please get in touch, even if it is off the beaten track. We don't want £2 a month, we don't want any money. We want your knowledge and guidance, and we want you to get in touch. Our haunted locations page is now expanding and becoming more in-depth. With your help, we can build an information source for anyone who is interested in this topic. Email Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y, at paranormalflux.com. Twitter at Paranormal Flux. And search for us on Facebook and please like our page. All this information and much more on our website, www.paranormalflux.com. Whether you believe them to be alien or earthly, future technology, the fascination with UFOs is enduring. If you have spotted unfamiliar objects floating by or strange lights in the night sky, then report them to us. Contact Paranormal Flux UFO Watch on 07513 784987. That's 07513 784987. If we are unable to take your call in person, please leave a voicemail and we will get back in touch. We hope to add more stories to our UFO watch page. Visit our website at paranormalflux.com for further information.